We want to thank you for this time which you have given us, Lord. We ask you to come down and reveal yourself unto us, my God. Father, without you, we can do nothing. And really, we need you in our lives, my God. Come and reveal yourself unto ourselves and even to our children, Lord. Father, let the Holy Spirit move right now and speak to our lives and the lives of our children, Lord, for your glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we are going to pray for the kids, but before we do that, these 2 days we have been seeing about the godly father and the godly mother. I think also it's so good if we can so if you can see the bad parents, because the day when we started I told you that we have to either the bad parents and the good parents. Now we have been seeing the good parents, how they can bring up their kids, how they should behave and everything. Now let's have a few minutes about the bad parents. Maybe you are one of them. Today you are going to change so that you can become a good parent. Maybe today you are going to change so that you can become a good parent. And that's why Jesus came. He came to change us. All of us, we were bad people, bad parents, but He came to change us. Therefore, if you're here and maybe you've been a bad parent, today God is going to change you so that you can become a good parent. To become a good parent, that means you have to become a godly parent. Is that clear? Now, therefore, it's very important to see about the good, the bad parents, the way how they behave. Yes, I'm going to use a few minutes about that. Then, before we go into praying for the children, also I'll have a word for the children. Is that clear? Yeah. No, bad parents. We cannot deny that we don't have bad parents. As we are saying that there's good parents, there is also bad parents. Maybe in the home where you grew up, maybe your parents, they were bad. You get me? Now then we have the bad parents too. And I'm praying that we don't have anybody here who is a bad parent, but at least we have to talk about it. Is that clear? Bad parent. The bad parent, the beginning of somebody to become a bad parent is when you are ungodly. Bad parents, they are ungodly. Can you put that down? Bad parents, they are ungodly. God. They are ungodly. Now, there is different you to come in the church. Coming in the church does not make you to be a godly person. Because if it was that, religion people, they would be godly. But you find that even the priests in religion, all the time they are in the church, they have put on their collars and they come, they are so humble, they are so holy, but that does not make them to be godly. Now, if you think that you are godly because you are coming in the church, that does not make you to be godly. Coming in the church, anybody. It's a church is a hospital for the sinners. Now, that means that everybody has to come in the church because it's the hospital for the sinners. They come to hear from God. But you coming and hear from God does not make you to be godly. Some people, they have that mentality because all the time he comes in the church, he is known in the church, then he is godly. No. Is that clear? Now, maybe you grew up in the family whereby that your dad and mom, they used to go in the church. But you see their fruits. You see the way how they treated you. Although they were members of the church, but you see how they treated you. See how they brought up you. That does not mean that when you are coming in the church, then you are godly. Anybody can come in the church. The fact is that even the devil comes in the church. Even the devil comes in the church. Remember in Job, the Bible says that when the children of God came before God, to assemble before God, even the devil came in. Before God, even the devil came in. Remember one day Jesus, when he was ministering, he went into a synagogue where he found somebody with the evil spirits. Now, even demons, they can come in the church. Now, don't think that coming in the church, it makes you to be godly. Right. To bring your children in the church does not make you them to be godly. Are you getting me? Coming in the church or to become godly is you to have a relationship with your God. Right. You love your God, you obey Him, you follow His instructions, you walk in His ways, right. Then that makes you to become godly.
Right.
You get me? Now, if you are not godly, you cannot become a good parent. Is that clear? Now, bad parents, they are ungodly. No matter what they call them in the church, no matter what they call themselves, but once you are ungodly, you are bad parents. Because you cannot give what you don't have. You give what you have. When you are godly, then you'll be able to give out godly things. You'll be able to bring up godly children because you are godly. Now, when you are not godly, you cannot bring up the godly children.
Right.
Is that clear? Now, you must be godly. Coming in the church does not make you to be godly. Sleeping in the garage cannot make you to be a car. You get me? If you are sleeping in the garage, you don't think that one day you are going to become a car. No, you will never. A car is a car, and a human being is a human being. Do you know lats? You have lats. Do you know lats? Good. Lats to live in bank, it cannot make lats to become rich.
Just because a rat lives in a bank.
It doesn't make it rich. You can find lats in the banks, but they are poor. Don't think that because of living in bank, therefore they are rich. No way. Now, even you to come in the church, it does not make you godly.
Right.
You are just a religious man, religion guy, but you are not godly.
Right.
Is that clear? Now, a bad parents, they are ungodly. Good. The bad parents, they keep away the Bible from their children. Now, I want to ask you, or you to think about it. Are you a good parent? Are you giving your children the Bible? Are you teaching your children the Bible? Are you getting time and read the Bible with your children? Now, if you're not doing that, today change and start doing it. If not, you are going to become a bad parent. Because in all things which you can give your children, in all things which are very important, which you can give your children, is the Bible. In all things which you can train your children into, it is the Bible. Even if you give him or her everything, you buy everything, clothes, cars, and give it to her, to him every morning, you give her or him dollars, but that's useless. If you don't give him the Bible, if you don't teach him the Bible, if he does not have any knowledge about the Bible, even if you give all the riches, you give it to her, but once he does not have the Bible, he is gone. Are you getting me? Now, some parents, they think that to make kids so happy, you know, to love them is to give all good things. Yeah, it's good. But when you don't give them the Bible, you are killing them.
That's right.
Because those things are there today, tomorrow they are not there. And they are not there to keep the spiritual life of a person. Some of them, they are there to destroy the life. Is that clear? Now, the bad parents, they don't give the children their Bible. They don't teach them. They don't buy for them Bibles. They buy tattoos and no, they buy this what they buy games, you know, they buy games, funny, you know, that's what they give them. They don't give them the Bible. Then that's very dangerous. You need to give. Let's read a verse here. It's in the Second Chronicles chapter 34. Second Chronicles chapter 34. We are reading from verse 14. 34. Second Chronicles from that verse 14.
Over there.
Hilkiah, he was the priest. And I think all of us, we know the work of the priest. He works in the church. But what, once I read this verse always, I ask myself, what was the duty of this man, Hilkiah?
Yes.
He was in a church. He was a priest. But he was ministering without that book.
Right.
Now, I don't know what he was giving to people.
Really?
A priest minus a book. You get me? A priest standing on pulpit. I don't know what he was giving to the people. Now that time comes and say, the Bible says that then he found the book. That means has been ministering without the book.
Right.
Now all the wrath of God came upon them because they were missing the book.
Right.
Is that clear? Now once your family misses the book, I'm not talking about this your books, but I'm talking the book. That's the Bible. Once your family is missing the book, the wrath of God has to come upon that family. Until this man found the book. And after finding the book, instead of him as a priest reading the book, he sent the book to the king. You get me? Until king decided to ask about the book. The Bible says, he said that the wrath of God has come upon us because our fathers did not keep the words of the Lord according to all that is written in this book. Why they faced problems? Because they did not keep the words which is written in the book.
Right.
Now, if your children, you don't give them the book, you are killing them. Even if you give them money, you give them cars, you give them everything, but minus book, you are killing them. You are causing problems to them.
That's right.
Now, the bad parents, they don't give their children the book.
Amen.
You need to teach your kids the book. Because the Bible says that when you know the truth shall set you free. Where do you get the truth? Here.
Amen.
In the book. Now, your children, they are bound because you don't give them book.
Right.
On your own, you cannot set them free, but the book can set them free.
Right.
Now, bad parents, they don't do that.
That's right.
Now, if you're a good parent, you have to give your children the book. You have to open up the book to them. You have to introduce to them the book. You have to teach them the book. You have to read with them the book. Is that clear? Now, bad parents, they don't do that. Thirdly, bad parents, they don't get time to pray with their kids. If you've got a kids, bad parents, they do not get time. They don't get time to pray with their kids. Good. A good parent, a godly father and a godly mother, they have to call upon their kids and they pray. Is that clear?
Yes.
Now, if you are a good parent and you have been not doing that, today go and start doing it. Because if you don't do it, you might become a bad parent. Because on your own, you cannot manage that family. You cannot manage the family. You cannot bring the children in the way which you need to bring them unless you commit your family every day into the hands of God.
Amen.
Unless you tell God that, God, here I am. And my family. Unless you teach your children to put everything before God. That when they leave even your home and they go to start up their own life, they will know who will help them. In all challenges, all problems, they will go to their knees and call upon God. Because that's what you taught them at home. Now, bad parents, they don't do that. That's why you find today some people, some young people, they don't know if really God is there. You ask them, do you know about God? I'm not sure if God is there. Because of the family where he grew up. I don't believe that if God is there. Let me give you a testimony. One day, there's a certain boy, he was on university. Yeah, he came, he was our neighbor, they were our neighbor. Then I used to talk about God with him. Then he told me that I don't believe that God is there. Then I asked him how he came on earth. He told me my mom and dad, my dad met my mom, then that's how I came on the earth. I don't believe that God is there. But what I did, I tried to make sure that he becomes my friend. Really, he became my friend. Then I started inviting him in the church. Sometimes he comes, sometimes he does not come. Sometimes he comes and sits for a few minutes, he goes away. But one day, we had prepared Holy Communion in the church. Then he came on that day. Now when he came on that day, he sat behind the church, watching what was going on here. Then, the time of the Lord Communion, we took all our cups. Everybody took the cup and the body, or the body of Christ. He did not take it because he was not born again. I told him that when you are not born again, don't take it because it won't help you. Now he was laughing at people. Seated there, laughing at everybody. Now, before we take the Lord Communion, I told everybody, no matter when you are not born again, stand up on your feet. He did that. He stood up on his feet. Now, he stood up on his feet, but watching what was going on. Some people, they were delivered as they are taking the Holy Communion. Now, as time goes on, as we are doing that, then God visited him. He find himself that he told me that the time came when he couldn't balance. And he was trying to see that he can balance well, but he couldn't. He find himself down. Then he asked himself, what's wrong? What's going on? He stood up again. He found himself again down. He stood up again the third time. Then from there he couldn't stand. Then we finished everything when he's down there. All people, they went away. Then I had to wait for him. We waited. He took 4 hours when he was down. 4 hours. Now when he came out, he told me that, Pastor, from today I believe there is God. And right now I'm giving my life to Christ. Amen. He gave his life to Christ. Now he's one of the pastors in one of the cities in Uganda. Amen. You get me? There's some people who don't believe that God is there. But it depends on the family where they grew up. I think it was, you have ever found them who says that there is no God, I don't believe in God, there's God. It depends on the family where they grew up. Because they grew up in the bad family, they couldn't tell them about God. Maybe even you find that even their parents, they didn't believe that there is God. But let me tell you, God, he is real.
Amen.
And he is there.
Yep.
And he loves his people. He loves you. Now what you have to do is to bring up your kids. Tell them to depend on God. God left bad family, bad parents, they will never teach their kids to depend on God.
Right.
To live successfully in this earth, you need to depend on God.
That's right.
You cannot succeed without depending on God. We need to depend on God. Anything on earth which you can depend on it can let you down. Whether money can let you down, either the government can let you down, either friends, you know, everything can let you down, but God will never let you down. Now, you have to teach your children to depend on God. Instead of telling everybody their problems, let them tell it God.
Right.
Because it's the only person who have got solution of it. Now when you train them and you bring them into prayers, they'll do that. Is that clear? Now, bad parents, they don't do that. They don't get time for prayer with their kids. They don't have that time. Now, you have to make sure that if you have been also known giving them time to pray with them, today start it. Start it. Do it. Let your children know how to pray.
Amen.
There is a pastor in Uganda. He had traveled somewhere to go and preach. Then the wife fell sick. Now, he had 3 children. Now when the children came out from their bed, they went to the bed into the beds of their parents. They found that mom was sick. He couldn't even come out of the bed. Now what they did, they decided not to call the dad. They started to enter into fasting for 12 hours when they are praying for their mom. Now they entered into fasting and prayer for 12 hours. In the evening, they went in the bed and they laid their hands on their mom. There and then, she was healed.
Amen.
After healing, he called the husband. He told him everything and what the children have done. These were the children under 20 years. But they entered into fasting and prayer, praying for their mom. And they laid their hands on her, he was healed. Now, why? Because they taught them how they can communicate to their God.
Amen.
Your children cannot do that when you don't teach them that.
That's right.
You need to teach them. Is that clear? The bad parents, they are not committed to any local church or to any pastor. The bad parents, they are not committed to any local church or to any pastor. They are not committed to any local church or to any pastor. Now, when you are, those are the bad parents. The good parents, they have to be committed to any church and to any pastor. Why we must be committed to any church or to any pastor. Let's read in Hebrews chapter 13. We are reading verse 7.
Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation.
Jump and read verse 17.
Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you.
You get me? Here the Bible says that you have to submit those who are reading you, who are your leaders. Why? Because they are going to give accountability over your life. Now, all the members of this church, Apostle Harry and Pastor Shu, they are going to give accountability on your life. One day they are going to stand before God, before our Lord Jesus Christ, to give accountability about you. God is going to ask them about you. Now, a bad parents, because they are not committed to any local church or the pastor, who is going to give accountability to them and even accountability to their children? Are you getting me? Because they have to get somebody who is going to give accountability before God. Now, when they are not committed to any church, they are not committed to any pastor, who is going to give accountability over their life? Now, the bad parents, they don't do that. Now, that's why they're killing their children. Why? Because they are not committed anywhere. Amen. But they are committed. Should I mention some places where they're committed? They are committed in drugs.
Yep.
They are good in that. They are committed in boozing.
Abortion.
Boozing, drinking. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They are committed there. They are committed in abortion.
Mm-hmm.
They are committed there. They are committed in other godless things, but they are not committed to God.
Right.
Now, because you are committed to other things, the devil thinks, then you don't need anybody to give accountability, because the devil does not want accountability.
Amen.
He'll just push you with your family to hell. That's what he'll do. There's no accountability there. Now, bad parents, they don't do that. They are not committed to any church. They are not committed to any pastor. Now, nobody will give accountability about them. Now, you good parents, you have to be committed to a church. You have to be committed to a pastor. At least somebody will give an accountability about you. Somebody will intercede. The Bible said that they watch over you. They watch over you. They watch over your family. They watch over, you know, when God wants to deal with him or to do something within his life, he will speak to his pastor because he knows that he's concerned about him. Is that clear? Now, when you don't have anybody who is going to work on your life, God will speak to who? Is that clear? Now, the bad parents, they don't do that. Good parents, they do that. They are committed. They bring their kids into the church. They make sure that their kids are involved in. Last point, so that we can close up that topic and go to another thing. The bad parents, they don't listen. They don't listen to their children. And they don't watch over them. They don't listen to their children and they don't watch over them. You get me? They don't listen to their children. They don't watch over them. Those are bad parents. They don't have time for kids. They don't want to listen to them. All the time they want them to talk. Parents, they talk, but they think that children, they don't have mouth also to talk. You have to listen to your kid. Give him time. Give her time. Let her speak to you. Because when you give her time or him and he communicate to you, you build up a relationship with him. Or her. Anything, he has to come and talk to you. But when you don't give her time, then he'll go out to look for other people to talk with him.
Right.
Then he will get wrong people and they're going to destroy his life.
Right.
You're the right person to listen to your daughter. You're the right person to listen to your son. Now, evil people, evil parents, they don't do that. They just walk out. As long as they give food for them. They think that giving food, that's enough. No way. They have questions. They need some answers. They have a lot of things. And some of them you have passed into it. You are the person to assist them. Now when you don't give them time, you are gone. And they do not watch over them. They don't mind when they go out they don't mind to know where they've gone. You get me? They don't mind about that, where they have gone. They don't mind about when are they coming back. They don't mind even to mind about the people whom they are leaving. They are going with them out. No, they don't mind about that. As long as they put food on that table, that's all. You get me? Then, no, do you find some of your kids they get into with bad friends, bad people, then they destroy them. But the good parents, they have to watch over that. You are going out to do what? What time are you coming back? You are going with who? Which family are you visiting? Those are good parents. The bad parents, they don't mind about that. They don't mind where you have gone. You know, that's none of their business. You just go. You get me? Now, the good parents, they don't do that. The bad parents, that's what they do. Now, if you have been a bad parent, it's your time to change and you become a good parent. Because that's what God wants. Remember your kids, they are born for a divine purpose. You get me? Therefore, don't kill. Your kids are born for a divine purpose. There's a reason why they are born. And God has that reason. He does not give you kids because He would just want to give you kids. He gives you kids for a purpose, for a reason. There's a goal. There's a reason why they are created. The Bible says that I knew you before you are conceived. Before you conceived those kids, before you gave birth of them, God knew them before you knew them. And God knows why they are there. And He knows why, what they are going to do. Yes. Now you are there to keep or to bring up those people who are going to serve God into their generation. You get me? There is a purpose why you have those kids. Just God gave you opportunity to bring up His children, His ministers, His prophets. Now you have to be very careful when you're bringing them up. Don't just dump them there. Don't just curse them. Don't call them all the funny names which you want to call them. Don't nickname them. Don't call them fool. God does not. God will never create. He have never created somebody who's fool.
Right.
Because we are created in the image of God.
That's right.
God is wise. He cannot create somebody fool when He is wise.
Right.
You get me? Therefore, your children are wise. Your children, they can make it. Because they are created for a purpose. They have a certain thing to fulfill into their generation. The time is coming for them. Now don't call them fool because they are designed for a purpose. Don't call, name them all the types of names. Why? Because God knows them.
Amen.
And they are going to fulfill their purpose. Now be very careful as you are bringing them up. Be very careful as you are doing what you are supposed to do. Is that clear? They are born for a purpose. A godly purpose. And they have to fulfill that purpose. Therefore, do everything which you are supposed to do in order to bring them in the way which they should come up so that they may fulfill that purpose. Is that clear? Good. But most of the kids are not here. I wanted to just to have few words. Now, before they come, turn with me in Deuteronomy. Yeah. Deuteronomy chapter 7. We are starting from verse 12.
Mm-hmm. Wherefore it shall come to pass if ye hearken to these judgments, and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto thy fathers, and he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee.
He will also
bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of thy land, thy corn and thy wine and thine oil, the increase of thy kine and the flock of thy sheep, in the land which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. I'm going to repeat that. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle.
You can stop there. God bless you. Now, parents, I want you to listen very carefully. Today we are going to pray for your kids. I hate wasting my time. Let me repeat that. I hate wasting my time. People in our church, they know me. Once I call you to talk to you, I value my time. Because I would like to have also time to rest or to do anything. Now, when I call you and I talk to you and you don't do or you don't change, the first thing why I'm confused with you is because you do not value my time which I gave you. Now, we don't want even here to waste our time. All of us laying our hands on your kids, praying for them, breaking everything which is supposed to be broken, prophesying on them, doing everything which are supposed to do. Yeah, that's our duty. That's our part, but there's your part too. You get me? There is your part. Hear what the Bible says. It says, then it shall come to pass, because you listen to those judgments, because you listen and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant with mercy, which he swore to your fathers. Verse 13, he will love you and bless you and multiply you, and he will also bless the fruits of your womb. Before he blesses the fruits of your womb, you have a part to do. You as a parent. Before he blesses your kids, you have something to do. Now, even if we lay our hands on them and you don't mind to do what you're supposed to do, then you are going to waste our time. We are going to waste our time. Is that clear? He says that if you listen, not only listening, also to keep and do them on everything which I have taught you, You have been listening. Now it's your duty to do them. Exactly. Obey them. Do them. Now when you do them, then he is saying, he will love you. God himself, he will love you. And bless you. And multiply you. He will also bless the fruits of your womb. Fruits of your womb, those are children. Amen. We don't have gardens in our womb. We don't have gardens in our womb. Our wombs, we have fruits, and those fruits are our children.
Right.
Because you have listened, you have obeyed, you have done everything which commands you, he is saying, I'm going to love you, bless you, multiply you, and bless also the fruits of your womb.
Right.
Now we need our children to be blessed by God. We need them to be blessed by God. But he cannot bless them when we disobey.
Amen.
We need to be obedient. We need to put into action what God has taught us.
Yes.
We need to go back home and put in order our home. Yes. Put in order our kids. Teach them, bring them up the way they should bring up, being brought up. pray for them. Now, by doing that, God is going to love you with your family. He's going to bless you. He does not just bless you, he blesses all of your family. He just says that he's going to multiply you. That means he's going to give you more kids if you want. If you want 100 of them, you wait for them. More kids. He's going to multiply you. He's going to multiply you. And he is going to bless your fruits. Let even your kids in your home be blessed by God. Let them leave your home when they're blessed by God. Let them go and start their own life when they're blessed by God. Because you obeyed God. And I think also you'll be very, very happy when you see your kids, your children being blessed. He says, I bless you, I bless the fruits of your womb and the fruits of your land. I think you have heard of all those. Verse 14, you shall be blessed above all people. Above all people. Now, even your kid, I think you are so happy when he's blessed above everybody. Now, how is he going to do that? Unless you obey. You get me? Forget the way how they brought you. You have to bring them in the way of God. Don't tell me, even my father did not mind about them. I did not mind about us, but we have grown. Don't tell me about that. Your children, they shouldn't suffer as you suffered. If they brought you up without knowing the things of God, thank God, because now you know them, you have to bring them in the right way. Amen. You have to bring them in the right way. Let them be blessed by God. Obey your God. Now, as we are going to pray for your kids, also do your part. Listen to God. Obey him. Do what you have to do. Then also when we pray, then God will release his blessing upon your kids. You will have a better people. A better generation. You get me? Yeah. You need to bless those kids, your kids. Because some of you are living on the prayers of some people. Right. You are born again because of other people who prayed for you. Now, this is that time also you to sow a seed of prayer for other generation. Amen. It's time to pray for your kids, for the coming generation. It's time to do everything to see that the coming generation is blessed through you. Through your prayers, through your concern. Don't kill our coming generation. Amen. Is that clear? Don't kill our coming generation. Bring all the kids here. Then I read a word for them. Then we start praying for them. We are going to read a word for them. Then we start praying. We love you. And God loves you. Because God loves you, that's why he decided so that we can pray for you. Now today, it's your day. It's your night. We are going to pray for you so that God can bless you, so that God can use you, so that God can protect you. We are here for you. You get me? We are here for you. We love you. We are going to pray for you. Are you happy for that? Now, this is the word which I want to share with you before we pray for you, kids. Now, I want everybody to listen and keep quiet. Children, keep quiet. We are reading Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 1 up to 4. It's Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 1 to 4. Apostle Bill, can you read?
Mm-hmm. That they be well with thee, and thou
Get me? So there. Verse 1, it says, children. Today is a day of the children, no so? And now, right now, the Bible talks about the children. He talks about you. He says that children, obey your parents. You need to obey your parents. Obey your parents in the Lord. For that, for this is right. That's what God wants. You kids, you children, to obey your parents. You don't rebel against your parents. You have to obey them so because they love you. You have to obey them because they care for you. Because you have to obey them because God wants you to obey them. He goes on saying, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. When you obey, you honor your father and your mother, there's a promise on it. And that promise is said that it, so that it may be, that it may be well with you, and you may live longer on earth. Now I believe the kids, children, we don't want to die before time. Now if you don't want to die before time, you have to honor your father and your mother so that you may live longer on earth. If you don't obey your mother and father, then you won't live longer. That means you will die before time. We will die on our age. You will die, then we put you in the grave. Is that clear? Me, I don't want to go in the grave before my time. Therefore, if you want to live longer, if you want to be blessed, you have to obey your parents. You have to respect your parents. You have to respect your dad so that it you may live longer, so that you may be blessed by God. You can die before time because of this dishonoring your father parents. And you might suffer even on earth because you disobeyed your parents. Now your parents are there for you. They love you. They want you to live a better life. They want you to have a better future. Now because they want you to have a better future, that's why they are telling you to do what they want you to do. Because that's good. And now God is saying that obey your parents. Honor them so that you may live longer. Is that clear? Now kids, as we are going to pray for you, also you need to do that as your part. We have seen the part of parents, that they have to obey God, they have to do His commandments, so that He may bless the fruits of your womb. Now your part, kids, also is to obey your parents, to honor your dad and mom, to follow their instructions. Now that's your part. Now our part is to pray for you. You get me? Now if we are going to do our part, also go back and do your part as children. Also let the parents also do their part. Now as the parents doing their parts, you are doing your part. Also we have done our part. God by all means is going to bless you. You are going to live longer because all of us, we have done our part. Now, but if we pray for you and you disobey your parents, then means you have not done your part. Then you are to die before time. You get me? Things won't work on well on your side because you have disobeyed your parents. Therefore, do your part. We are going to do our part. Let the parents do their part. You are going to have a better life, a good life. Is that clear? Good. That's what we are going to do. We are going to pray for you. Today is your night. I believe that you're happy of it. Good. Now, as we are going into prayers, can let someone assist me and put this behind there. Brother Bill, can you come over this side? And Prophet Shu and we are going to pray for the kids. God. Now, each parent, you are going to come with your kids. You get me? Then all of us, we are going to lay our hands on your kids. That anything which God will speak about your kid, through each one of us here, He will share it with you. Is that clear? Is that clear? Parents, is that clear? Good. You come with your kid. You know, that's how I disturb my people in the church. I want to make sure that everybody here understands well what I'm saying. The good thing, I'm about to go, but if it wasn't that, I'll make sure to see that you understand it. You have to repeat me. Now, that's what we are going to do. But before we start up, I would like to pray for, because today when I was praying the psalm, God was revealing to me some kids. I would like those kids, first of all, to be prayed for. You come with them, then we will pray with you. We pray with your kids before we go on. The first kid, now you parents listen, because you understand it well. You understand, you know well the life of your kids. You get me? You know well the life of your kids. Now, the first kid which the Lord was revealing to me, among those kids, maybe they are in the same family or they are in different family, I don't know. Therefore, let me bring it as I saw it, then you will come out with your kid if you find that he's not good. That's why I want you to be near me.
Yeah. When I get to Uganda, you better be near me.
No, I'll be very far away because you talk funny. He talks funny. That's why I won't stand with him. Now hear me. When you have among your kid, now, the first kid, if you have among your kids, and at night he is attacked, he dreams funny things, and find himself screaming and coming out of his bed screaming, being afraid, and that has been she has been into that life for a long time. I want that kid, first of all, to come here and we come with him or her so that we can pray for her. Is that clear? That's one. Let him. If you've got one, bring them here. Bring her here or him here. Can I repeat it? If you have got a kid, within your kids, at night he dreams funny dreams. And he screams at night. And he comes out of the sleep when he is afraid. And that has been there for so long. Please come with your kid here. Is that clear? Good. And the second one is disturbed of the aid. His head is paining him.
Like they got pain in their head.
Yeah. Headaches. That's has been his problem. The problem of your kid. All the time he's crying about the head paining me. Please also bring up your kid. Is that clear? She has been having problem for so long about the head is crying and complaining about the head. Please bring that kid here. Another one. whom I want. You have among your kids, one of them is sick, all the time is sick. You get me? 1 week is Saturday, tomorrow is sick, he lives that he's sickly all the time. Bring that kid here. I think even though things are, some of them, we shall speak it on, I don't know, we shall see if we can speak it on Sunday. Maybe some parents are not here, and they have that. When you have a sickly kid, please come with your kid here, and we pray for that kid. Good. Another one, if you have among your kids a kid when sometimes he lost his understanding.
Memory. Memory. Do you have any kids that have lost their memory?
You get me? Not always, but sometimes you tell him something, to do something, he just look at you. When he goes, he comes back, he cannot remember what you have told him or to do it. You get me? Is that clear?
That's me. <Sue's kid>.
Please come with your kid so that I can pray for that kid. Is that clear? Please come over the side if you've got. You may have made sure that you come with that kid. If you have in among your kids listen this, if you have among your kid, maybe she's not here, but he's among your kids, when he's annoyed, he harms everything. She tried to harm himself or to break everything down there, you know?
You have a child with a bad temper, like hurts himself, hurts other people.
Once he's annoyed.
Breaks things, violent temper.
Come with your kid. Is that clear? Now let us start with you. Bring your kids, yeah? Apostle Bill?
Yes.
We're going to read us and pray as we are praying for them. Okay?
Apostle Bill prayed over them for the dreams. And he had one since then. I don't know
what. What is the anointing? We will pray our hands for all on them. The anointing. We don't just pray to fulfill. We have to pray for them. But I want everybody to question what the Holy Spirit is talking about. Pray according to the direction of the Holy Spirit. What you feel in your heart, then pray according to that. If it's to break anything, once you feel it in your heart, break it off from them. We don't care even if we spend all the night here. But as we have done what we are supposed to do.
Okay.
Is that clear?
Yeah.
Anything which you feel on your heart, anything which
the Lord is leading you to go over and for that record.
Okay. Yes.
Good. We are starting with them, then from there, others will come in.
You want to anoint them, sir? Why don't you just put oil on each one?
Anoint them.
Yeah. With your hands. There you go. Okay, each one.
Also, the parents, you have to pray.
Yes. Yeah. You have this. Okay. Did he get some here, sir? All right. I sure get some all over, right? Thank you, Jesus.
No, we can't pray.
Oh!
Tiredness, Lord, a tired spirit in the name of Jesus. Break off depression, sadness. Let there be a spirit of joy upon him, Lord. Just rise up joy, Lord. Rise up joy in him. Laughter and joy. Lightness of spirit. This is for David.
Oh!
Open his eyes, Lord. Open his eyes. Direct his focus, Lord, to others. May he hear your words clearly. David, hear your words clearly. Lord. They come seeking you, asking you.
Oh!
A pastor's heart. Give him a pastor's heart.
In the name of Jesus.
Release that
The reason you were having some bad dreams, there's not a bad dream. These are dreams that God's preparing you with. Because as I was praying for you, I see a lion. Sometimes you're going to have dreams about the lion. But that lion is Jesus. But sometimes that lion will turn into somebody that's not supposed to be. And you have power when that lion is a bad lion. Okay? You see, remember when Jesus shut the mouths of the lion in the den when Daniel was thrown in the lion's den? Remember that? Okay. Well, he will do the same thing for you. So when the devil tries to give you a dream that's not a right, it was not a good dream, you just shut those lion's mouth in the name of Jesus. Okay? All right? Because God's given you the gift of prophecy, young man. That means you're going to see things that other people can't see. And that's okay. You got to tell mommy and daddy when you see things like that. And you got to tell them your dreams. Amen? That's very, very important. You got to tell them your dreams, whether they be good or bad dreams. Because God's given you the gift of dreams, just like Joseph, just like Daniel. That's your gift. It's a gift, nothing to be scared of. It's your gift. And the devil can't touch you there. Amen? So I declare it to be so in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Life and energy into his blood. Like when he keeps saying he's tired, like he's speaking this tiredness into his blood that can bring an actual tired lack of iron and can make him tired. So I'm just speaking life back into his blood. Energy and life. Thank you, Jesus. it's for David.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of the living God, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you for this young man who has a pastor's heart. He has a heart, Lord God, for those that are meek, those that are poor. Heavenly Father, you've given him the gift of mercy. You've given him the gift of grace. You've given him the gift of giving. Lord God, I pray that, Lord God, as he sees people that are less fortunate, that, Lord God, that you would answer his prayers. That, Lord God, when he looks upon the homeless, that he would just, all he has to do is pray for them. And, Lord God, that you will move on their behalf because of the faith of a child. Lord Jesus, I praise you. And, Lord God, I want to anoint his feet right now, because wherever David goes, I know that the kingdom of God will go. And that there will be mercy and grace wherever David goes. I praise you and I give you the glory, Lord God, for this young man's gift. It is precious to you, and you've sent him here for this purpose, that where others will judge, he will not. Where others will be hateful, he'll have love. That, Lord God, where others will just throw people away, he will gather them up. So, Father, I praise you, and I give you the glory. In your name, Lord Jesus Christ.
You and your son, in future, when he grows up, he has got a calling of missionary. You get me? But inside him, the devil has been trying to create up the spirit of laziness within him, so that he can be raised in everything which he does. Now, we have broken that spirit, but also you have to do all things to see that he does not be raised. You get me? Because it's a spirit which is broken, but it can come back in time. Now, even you have to see that he does not become lazy. You remember when I talked about the good parents, that they train their kids to be hard-working kids. Now, he is going to do a great work in the God and God's kingdom, missionary work. But remember that you cannot do missionary work when you're lazy. Now, that's why the devil is trying to create that into his life, so that in the future he cannot do what he is supposed to do. You get me?
You have a heart. You have a heart for the children of God. You have a heart for the big children of God. Amen? That's a precious gift. That's a beautiful gift. Because your sermon doesn't have to be on paper. Your sermon's written right here. Amen? You keep following the sermon that's in your heart, because that's where God placed it. And out of this fountain, it's going to come some healing. Amen? So you've been anointed. This is your calling. This is where God's called you. Mercy and grace, those are your gifts. Amen? Praise God. The hands that will heal him.
Jesus, all the plans of the enemy, I disorganize it in Jesus' name. Father, she has got a heart of mother. And the Lord is going to stand with those who are offended and those who are hurted. He's going to bring them back to view them. Therefore, the devil, I rebuke all the plans of the enemy against her. I destroy all the plans of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father, let her be protected by your grace. Let her be protected by your blood. In Jesus' name, this is how the Lord God. This is how the Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I give you praise. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello.
Hello.
Shayla, I am going to pray that as you continue to serve the King, that he will give you understanding, that as you continue to read his word, that it would live in you so much that you will have a hard time containing yourself. But I'm asking at this present time for an increase in angels to surround you, to keep you. And that God would not just send angels, but He would send testimonial ministering angels that will help you and guide you and keep you safe as the Holy Spirit moves you into your calling. I'm not allowed to speak any further, but God is going to sustain you in this time and this hour. And I praise God for you. I praise God for you. And God is going to do some things in your life that are going to be very powerful, but you cannot get boastful or proud of those things. Do you understand me? Mountains shall be torn down. Valleys shall be lifted up. God is making straight the path for you. God is going to move on your behalf. When you pray from your heart, that God is going to move. Check your heart always before you go into battle. Check and make sure before you go into battle that you're right. Okay? Confess anything unto the Lord, no matter what it is. Confess it. Get right with God, because God's going to move you. Okay? In areas where other people can't go. God's called you to be a Deborah in this time. Do you understand? I want you to read on Deborah. Okay? That you would judge wisely. Do you understand? And prophesy wisely. In Jesus' name. Amen? Oof. Hallelujah. Oof.
You have a duty in your home. God is putting on her a caring spirit to care about other people. Is that clear? To care about other people. When he grows up, he's going to be caring, having compassion. You get me? For those who are offended, those who are wounded, those who are, you know, he's going to be bringing them. He has got the heart of a mother. You heard when he's talking about Deborah, he has got the heart of a mother. You get me? He's going to start right now from your home, taking care of his young people, young brothers, you know, because of what God is building within her. You get me? He's going to take care of people. Those who are homeless, those who are hurted, those, you know, they are rejected. He's going to have that compassion that is her calling. Now you have a God that you have a job to bring her, or to bring both of them into what God's will call them. You get me? Is that clear?
Father, I'm praying, Lord, in the name of Jesus, give them wisdom.
Yes.
Give them wisdom. Give them godly wisdom, godly understanding. To know how they are going to nurture these kids, my Father, because you have called them. Father, in Jesus' name, give them wisdom. Give them understanding. Protect them, my God. Move with them always for your glory. In Jesus' name.
That you've called this young man as your firstborn, Lord. There's an engulfing fire all about you, young man. And the Holy Spirit has reminded me to remind you, do not be fearful of man. Do not be fearful of looking at man. Do not be fearful from what you see, but that your eyes should see Christ wherever you go. There's a fire on you. There's something there, brother, that is I have not seen that in many people that I have prayed, especially young people. And I know that you've been called, but this is serious time for you, even at your age. I know this is hard for you because you're at the age of